Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm Dila Zay. Welcome back, guys. So this week we actually did a Namjoon redemption story because the last Namjoon story, we don't feel like it gave Namjoon what he deserved to have. So we read
this. And y'all just don't understand what we done been through because we done read a couple of them before we even got to this one.
We did. We definitely did. So this one is called Namjoon's Chance. It's on Wattpad and it's by Crimson_Bubbles. Again on Wattpad. So let's get into it.
Okay, first off, I just want to tell y'all that I love this author. I literally read this story and then went and looked at all her stuff and read like almost all of her other books. And they were good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so in the beginning of this story, it was this girl. She doesn't have a name, does she?
Mm-mm. No.
So we had the girl, YN. Y'all know we're going to call her the girl. So she was actually married to Jackson Wang. I love the twist on that.
Right.
So she's married to Jackson Wang, and in the beginning of the story, they had just been coming back from their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So they was at home, and you know, they were stuff around the house, and she was just they were into it because remember now they honeymoon, so you know they hunching all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know they were getting into it, and she was like, oh, you know, let's do this real quick. And he was like, oh, you know, Namjoon and what's the girl name? Sojin
or something.
Okay. So I'm just going to say Namjoon's girlfriend.
Okay.
Of course, coming over there and, to, you know, at first you think they're going to have a dinner, right?
No, so, wait. Namjoon and the girl broke up by the time they came back.
Yes. I said you would think that they were going to have dinner together. Like when you read the book, you kind of think, oh, they're just going to have dinner together, like, you know? And then as Namjoon comes, he comes by himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. That's why I said you would think that they was going to have dinner or something like that, just because how the book kind of read.
Yeah.
You didn't know it was going that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's funny because D was like, gave me this story, and she was like, off the bat.
Off the bat. It get popping right at the chapter one.
Right. So Namjoon arrives by himself and she's like, well, where is your girlfriend? And he was like, oh, you know, we broke up or whatever. She's like, what? Like, so come to find out, Namjoon, his girlfriend, YN, which is a girl y'all know, and Jackson used to swing like they were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackson will be with Namjoon's girl and the girl will be with RM. Or Namjoon, whatever y'all call them. And come to find out kind of through the story, I'm just going to give you this, a little bit of a backstory,
mm-hmm.
that her and Namjoon grew up together and like she was in love with him, but that was when Namjoon was like getting into his idol phase and he just was like focusing on doing that. And so while she was like in love with him, he was not like in love with her. I think maybe he loved her, but he was focused on his career.
Right.
That's what he was doing.
Right.
And so in the midst of that, she met Jackson.
Who's also an idol.
Which is also an idol. But she fell in love with Jackson. And I was thinking when I was reading this story, because it reflected so much on Jackson. And you can see his personality in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know what? Jackson got such a good personality. I think I would be in love with that personality. Like, mm-hmm. he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to the story. So Namjoon comes over there, explains that the girl, they broke up or whatever. She kind of looking at it funny because her and Namjoon are very close. And she don't know why Jackson knows this and why she does not know this before him. So as the night goes on, they kind of do their thing and they end up having like this threesome or whatever, which was so good.
Mm-hmm.
so good. I love the way they was talking to her, right? They was like
Right?
almost, it was almost like they was worshiping her body
Right?
at the
Oh,
same
girl.
time.
Yes.
It was the best. It was so
Yeah.
good. So after, you know, that after they did that or whatever, so they was going to the kitchen to get like water, and like it was Jack said, and Namjoon was going to the kitchen, the girl was laying in the bed. All of a sudden she hears this big like thud sound. She goes in there and she see Jackson laying on the ground with his nose, holding his nose, because Namjoon then punched this man. And I can't remember what he had said to him, what Namjoon said to him.
Like what he, why he punched him, or what he.
Yeah, I know why he pushed her, but he said something to, like while she was in there, he was like, "You ain't gonna tell her, or you gonna do something?" And he was just like, you know, Jason kind of blew it off. So Namjoon was like, "I'm leaving," and he just left. And she was like, she asked Jackson, like, why, what happened? What happened? He was like, oh, he mad because I said that her pussy wasn't even that good or whatever. And she was like, why would you say that? You know he loved that girl. Like, why would you say something about that girl like that? And she was like, but you gotta go get your nose checked because it looked really bad or whatever. He was like, nah, it's fine. She was like, no, you gotta go get your nose checked. So she ended up making the appointment or whatever. They went, they're like it was like the next day. So and they went to the doctor, and the you know the doctor ended up telling him, oh yeah, your nose is okay. You know, it's just you know a little something something, but it wasn't bad. But however, you know what's been going on with you? Have you been having headaches? Have you been like seeing double? Like what's been going on? And she was and he was like about to say no. But she was like, yes, he was. He did that the whole trip when we was gone. He had headaches and like he was seeing double. And when he reads, everything gets blurry and all kind of stuff. And he was the doctor said, well, you need to go see your doc. I think he was kind of saying he need to go see his doctor so he can get x-rayed or whatever. And he also told him he found something that didn't look good on his brain. So right then and there, it was like, oh my God, you know, you got this thing on the brain. Like she was in a funk, he was in a funk. They both went home and they was just kind of talking it out. And they was
Kelly and
kind of
John
like,
need to
oh,
get.
it's okay, it's probably nothing, you know, or whatever. And then, you know, he was like, you know what, let's just not like talk about it. I'm not dead. Let's do whatever. So they had sex again. And go ahead, D. You
So,
take over.
okay, so they had sex again and everything was cool, but you know, at the back of their heads, well, more so her, she was freaking out 'cause she's like, "What could this thing be? Like, what's going on? What, whatever, whatever." So, as the days kind of go, I'm just going to kind of skip to when they find what's going on. So, as the days go by, they end up finally hearing back from the doctor. They have to do some scans and things like that. Come to find out he actually did have cancer. So,
Aggressive.
and a really aggressive cancer. So they kind of, mind you, during all this time, because Namjoon was, so Namjoon and Jackson are actually best friends as well, or like they're really close. So during this whole thing, when after the whole punch thing and the doctor's appointment and things like that, Namjoon hasn't spoken to neither one of them, and homegirl's like freaking out because she's like, "That's my homie, like what's up?" So she's
Yeah,
like trying.
he had them blocked.
So she's trying to reach out to him to kind of just see how he's doing, but also be like, "Hey man, shit just got real. Like, we gotta kind of talk about what's going on." So she ends up hitting up, I think it's Jin. And
Yeah, well,
Jin,
she got on the group chat.
yeah, because she was trying to find Namjoon and she's like, "He's not returning my calls. He's not doing any of this stuff. Like, I don't know what's going on." Jin knew where he
Right.
was at, Jin knew what was kind of going on. So,
Gene said he don't want to talk to you.
yeah, flat out.
He
Flat out.
did.
He ain't got nothing
And
to
she was
say.
like, where he at? And he was like, oh, he over here.
So, she ends up going over to where he at so that she could have, so she could talk to him or whatever. And she ends up asking him like what I think she had kind of was trying to hint at the conversation about like what took place for real, because they were talking about it and she's like, yeah, he shouldn't have said that to you. And Namjoon's kind of looking at her like, I'm not really sure what you're talking about, but all right, girl, because not at all why they were upset. So,
and then he explained why they broke up. What was the reason why they broke up?
They broke up. So Namjoon and his ex broke up because she realized that he was in love with the girl and she wasn't going to try to compete with that, because she was like, I know you don't love me, you love her. And like, that's just what it is. And so,
but that wasn't what he told her, was it? Wasn't it that, oh, I know what it was. She didn't want
to... Oh, be with the idol.
Be with the idol.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was the excuse they told her.
Yeah. So she's like, they just lied to this girl nonstop.
Like, for real.
They just lied and lied to this girl. But, So she was like, oh, that's crazy. And then, you know, just like best friends do, well, she didn't deserve to be with you no way. And blah, 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 like all this.
Right.
Like, girl, you was cool with her just a few minutes ago, but all right. So she's like, okay, you know, that's messed up. I don't like her for that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So time goes on. I'm trying to think where to skip to, because some of this...
Okay, let me tell you where to skip to.
Okay.
So time goes on. She wants Jackson to get treatment. Jackson's like, I don't want to really get treatment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as days go by, he is working in his studio all the time.
Oh.
People mm-hmm. are... And their studio is at their house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people going in and out all the time, in and out all the time. And she like, he not really, okay, now we know he got cancer and he ain't spending no time with me. So I'm feeling some type of way
mm-hmm.
because we limited on days. Mm-hmm. So why is he not spending this time with me? She had to get with BTS. I think it was Hobie that was talking to her. And he was like, you got to understand, this is his art. Like, he want to live. He want to leave something. He want to leave. This is his legacy. That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is his legacy. He really wants to leave something good. And then she kind of was like, oh, okay, I kind of understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So one day as she, you know, they were, one day she had went home and she could not get in the studio. He was not opening up the studio. She was banging on the door, crying to him, you know, telling him, I'm about to call the police, all this kind of stuff, because he would not respond to her. He wouldn't answer her calls, her texts, wouldn't open the door. I don't know why she couldn't open the door her own home, first of all.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Because, honey, I'm not going to live nowhere I can't open every door in the house.
Okay.
But anyway, so... You know, she ended up calling Namjoon. Namjoon ended up coming over there. How did they even get the door unlocked?
I don't remember.
Something happened. Namjoon had a key or something happened.
I don't remember.
But he ended up going in there. And then once they got in there, he was laying, Jackson was just laying on the couch the whole time, just mm-hmm. laying there. And she was like, she was so mad at first, but as soon as she seen him, she was not mad anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, the only thing he says, I want 6 months. Oh, what's her name? M? What was they kept saying? M or something there?
No, he kept calling her, I just remember seeing it, A-N? It's like A-E-I-N, but I don't know what that means. I'm sure it means something, but I don't know what. Let me try to see if I can look it up real quick.
But anyway, he just told her, you know, I need 6 months and I don't want to argue about it. I don't want to do no treatment. I don't want to do anything for 6 months but make this album.
Oh, it means sweetheart. Okay, that makes
sense. Okay. How do you say A-M-I-N?
It's A-E-I-N.
A-E-I-N. Oh. I wonder how you say that. But you know, I was listening to it on Text to Speech, so you know, it sounded different on Text to Speech.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, so you know, he's like, I don't want to do nothing. I just want to make this album. She was like, okay, whatever. So, as time go by, he makes the album, and then he starts getting treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, D.
So, he starts getting treatment, and it's going as well as it can go.
Yeah.
He's declining pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But he's getting the treatment, but he's declining pretty fast. His parents are coming in. They're not, his dad seems cool. His mom just seems like a bit much, but I get it. Whatever. That's your child. They're not doing
okay.
The
let
best.
Me don't skip that part. Don't skip that part because that's important.
I
let
was
me going tell y'all ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, go
I
ahead. Go
you
ahead.
Just skipping it. I'm sorry, D. So, what happened was she was in there because she would go to see him every single day and just like sit with him all day. And I was thinking in my head, if that was my husband, honey, it'd be a cut somewhere because I'm not going to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but anyway, that's their story. So, you know, she would go see him every day. So one day she was just sitting there and the parents came. And the first thing the mama said, honey, was why you didn't freeze your embryos?
Right.
And she looked at her like, excuse me. She was like, oh, you couldn't give him a kid. Oh, why you didn't want to give him a kid? Oh, you waiting to have a kid by somebody else? And he was like, Ma, like, stop.
Homegirl was like, tripping.
Mama was tripping, okay? Mm-hmm. And so she was just like, you know what? We talked about that and we didn't want to do it. So it mm-hmm. is what it is. And she was like, anyway, I'm going home. So she ended up going home. And then I think her and Namjoon linked up. And then that's when that's the day that they start missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she felt so guilty about it. She had sex with him, but she felt guilty about it because it was just them two.
Yep. And that hadn't happened before. But the other thing was the mom, I mean, and then this comes up later, but so as he's like getting sicker and things like that, he ends up talking about his will and what he wants to do with Jackson ends up talking about his will and all the stuff that he wants to do with his things. And pretty much is like, I want to give everything to, you know, the girl. And yeah. His mom loses it. And she's like, she's only after the money, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, like, it's not like that. And homegirl's like, look, bitch, like, I won't take shit if this is going to keep you quiet. But like, and he was... Jackson was in distress because they're arguing in front of him. So he's
right,
like
he
in
died.
Distress. Yeah, he's in distress and stuff is going on and they're trying to calm him down. And she's just like, this is not the time to talk about it. She's like, we'll do whatever you want to do after this, but we're not going to do this right here and there. So
right, and she told him, if you come back in here with that one more time, you will not be coming back.
Yep, she's like, I will not let you know what's going on with him and you will not mm-hmm. be on the list or nothing. So she kept it cute. For the rest of the time that she came and visited.
For that time, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Because she was like, all right, well, let me not trip because I do want to be able to see my son.
Right. She was still the wife.
Yeah. So that whole thing happens. Her and Namjoon are spending kind of more time together as days are going on because she's having a really hard time with the fact that, like, Jackson's not doing well. But she still goes and visits. Well, there's a time when she goes in to visit and is pretty much asked to, I can't remember if Jackson asked her to do it or if Namjoon was the one that said
okay,
it.
She went there and Namjoon was there outside the room.
Okay.
And she was like, well, let's go do something. And she was like, well, let me just go talk to him. He was like, no, you ain't going in there. Let's go do such and such and such.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, just let me go in here. No, you ain't going in there. And then I guess that a little bit down the line, Jackson told her that he didn't want her there two days during the week.
Right. At a certain period, a certain time of the day.
Yeah.
But didn't tell her why, which honestly, when I was reading this, I already knew why. I already knew.
Really?
I did
not know why.
I did. I don't know why I knew that, but I was like, just because of the whole setup of just kind of how things were happening and with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, I already know where this is headed.
Girl, I didn't know because
really?
I'm like, because in my head, I was thinking, okay, he got another girl, blah, 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 that he tried to wrap it up with or whatever. Or, you know, he doing a project for her and he don't want her there. Like, that's how I was thinking. So I had no idea because in the story, they didn't even really speak too much about her other than him, her and Namjoon.
Right.
So.
I don't know. I did something about it because I was like, I have a feeling that some more has happened. When I was reading it, I was like, something's happened mm-hmm. between them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So. Yeah, so she can't go between certain times of the day for two days out the week during those times. So she's just like, whatever. Like, I guess it was kind of brought up to her, like, you'll get told like what everything is later on, but just not right now. Like, just wait. I'm trying to think where to go to next.
She kind of just kept going with Namjoon. She started falling more in love with Namjoon than she was already before. And she was feeling guilty, but she also wasn't feeling guilty at the same time.
So, and then one of the things about that was when she goes to visit Jackson another time, Jackson had been talking to Namjoon, I guess, about like, hanging out and things like that. But he had pretty much told her, like, you can, I want you to be happy with like whoever is making you happy. Like, I want them to keep doing that. And he's like, I don't want you to, pretty much like, I don't want you to think that you can't move on. Like, I hope that you move on, and I want that for you. And I think he knew like it was Namjoon because Namjoon had been said that he was in love with that girl. But she didn't know that he knew that.
Yeah, Namjoon never kept a secret from Jackson the whole time.
The whole time he was very honest
So
and open with
he
him.
was very honest. He had already told him. She didn't know it, but he had already told her, you know what? I love her still. I'm still gonna do this and that, whatever. And I guess Jackson pretty much gave him his blessing. What can Jackson do? So we was just saying how Jackson just pretty much gave his blessing for him to do that. And of course she didn't know that at the time. So as time go by, she's still having these like little dates with Namjoon. She's having sex with Namjoon. Like, it's just everything is good, everything's great. It's her man. Like, at night, like, they have a whole routine. Like, he go do his thing through the day, she do her thing through the day, they meet at night. So one night, she was coming home on the phone with Namjoon. You coming? He was like, yeah, I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna be We're not gonna get to have dinner together, but we're gonna open dessert. She like, fine. So she walked in the house, and while that mama was there,
Sitting on the couch, smiling, looking at her. We're pretty much questioning her.
all right, and here she go. And this girl is so nice to the mama, even though her mama is a bitch, okay? And so she was like, what you doing here? She was like, am I not allowed to come to my daughter-in-law house or whatever? And she was like, yeah, you can come,
You need to
whatever.
call first, ho. What you
And
doing in
she
my
was
house?
right. But she was like, yeah, you can come over here. And she was like, what are you trying to hide them? Is it these condoms I found in there? And she was like, oh.
But she's smart and she quick on her feet, 'cause homegirl was like,
Period.
these aren't they. She was like, even
They
if,
weren't
yeah,
mine.
she's like, if they were mine, wouldn't they be in the master bedroom, like where we actually sleep?
Right.
And then the mom felt stupid. She's like, they're my friend Yoongi's. Yoongi is the goat in this story.
Boy, the goat, baby, the goat.
She called Yoongi, and she's like, why did you leave your condoms here? And he's, or did you have somebody in the studio? And he was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I found your comments. Put them up next time or take it with you or something like that. And he's like, oh, okay, my bad. I'll remember next time. And she allowed the mom to hear it, and the mom felt stupid.
Right.
I'm like,
And that was
dang.
it, and that was really the end of the mama.
Right. That was it. She didn't have no more
No
complaints after that, for
more
real.
complaints after that.
Yeah.
So of course, like we said, her and Namjoon are basically in love with each other by now. They still seeing each other, they still doing their thing, they having sex on the regular. Good sex too. Good sex. But you know what scene that I liked? When they had sex, okay, we ain't even got there. Never mind. Never mind. We ain't got there yet. So they kind of keep going on with that. They're having sex or whatever. And so she gets a call early in the morning. Am I going too far?
No, you're good.
So she gets the call early in the morning. The doctor's like, you need to come in. Which was weird to me because I don't know how they do it anywhere else, but usually when people die or dying, because I work in a hospital setting, that's what we do. You call them. Oh, you might want to come sit. She's passing away, blah, blah, blah. You don't just let them die. Well, I guess how it happened. Okay, let me just get there. So they called her and they was like, you need to come in as early as you can. And she was like, oh, can I come in at like 10? Thinking that she had to like talk to her about what was going on with his condition. And she was like, no, you need to probably, the doctor wants you to come in as soon as possible, early as you can.
Mind you, she was with Namjoon in the morning, so
That
they were together.
Yes, that morning they were together. So she was like, "Well, I got a bad feeling about this. Let me go ahead and call mama." So she called Jackson's mama and his daddy. Okay, something going on with Jackson. They just called me. I'll be there in the morning to pick you up. So she goes to pick them up. Well, not in the morning. It was morning, wasn't it? So she went and picked them up that morning, and then come to find out, when they were talking to the doctor, Jackson had went into cardiac arrest and then passed away. So, yeah, maybe that's why they didn't call the family, and now that I'm thinking about it. So Jackson passed away, and now she's feeling so guilty because while her husband was having cardiac arrest, she was getting her nut in the bed. So another thing I was confused about, like, if he passed away, why did they wait till the next morning to call them? That was weird to me. But anyway, so she felt so guilty. So as time, went by, they was like planning a funeral. Like, she just wasn't in the right space. She was crying all the time. It just was not good. So they end up having a funeral and all that good stuff. And after the funeral, her mom came around, and her mom was like helping her with flower arrangement, like just doing a bunch of stuff. Her mom was helping her. I was like, thank God for mama, because let me tell you something. My mama better be there too, hopefully, if something ever happened to my other, because I could not do all that arrangement stuff. I just couldn't. You just gonna have to help me do it. So the mama was there to help him.
And she had to
And so,
go, sorry, and she had to deal with the stuff because at some point they wanted to talk to her about the label stuff because that was a thing that was part of him passing as well because he had been working on that whole album. Okay, go ahead.
Right. No, go ahead, girl. I've been talking too much. Go ahead.
That's all I was gonna say. Was that they were working on the album with the mama. Okay, so the mama like was helping her out with everything, trying to get everything taken care of, but also like trying to make sure she was good. And Namjoon was he was showing up as he needed to, kind of being there for her, but he also lost his friends, so he wasn't he was really being strong for her, even though he had also lost his friend. And so she's dealing as best that she can. She has people around her that are helping her, and then it comes up again, like, hey girl, we need to discuss like what's gonna happen with this album. So she's like, all right, they talk about her, whatever. So they end up pretty much releasing the album. So at the time, she ends up, wait, there was something with
No,
Jake's.
they didn't release the album until she listened to that whole album.
That's what it was. She had to
So
listen to
when,
it for. Oh, wait, there's so much that I want to talk about with this. Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out at what point to talk about it, but it's like, I don't know.
okay, so what ended up happening is she had opened her phone, seen all those messages, but didn't do nothing. But she looked down, and Namjoon didn't even call her. And she was like, I know he didn't call me because he knew what I was going through. So she was like, let me call him. So she ended up calling him, and she was like, can you come over? I want to talk, whatever. And he ended up coming right over there. And when he came, he had a big box full of stuff.
That's what it
So
was.
now, Yeah, so in the box full of stuff, he had like different like pullover hoodies that he had worn that had his scent still in them, and the music, and then like I think the tape.
Yeah,
What is it?
there was like a tape with him talking on it. Well, not Namjoon, but Jackson talking on it.
Right, well, she didn't listen to me yet. So, she ended up listening to the album. The album was good, which I'm like, this author is so genius, because the title of the album was Drive You Home, and then it kind of was talking about how they kind of just had met and he drove her home. So that's how the album came about. So end up being every song was like about that relationship. So, she was like, can you call Yuki and tell him he can release the album? It was so sad. And then he was like, I think that's when he was like, let's discuss somewhere. Let's take a trip and go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, so I guess that him and Jackson had planned on going to Costa Rica at some point, but obviously they didn't get to make it. So they went, and when they were going, she's like, how long? I mean, this happens later on. She asked him how long, and he was like, however long you pretty much feel like. I don't have to be back for a while.
So, yeah, she was asking him why Costa Rica. He was like, because Jackson has always wanted to climb a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that it? A mm-hmm. mountain?
Mm-hmm. Or a volcano? Something about a volcano.
Yeah.
So
they fly to Costa Rica. Like, remember that they still have this relationship, her and Namjoon. But Namjoon trying to keep it casual because she don't know he trying to keep it casual. But in his mind, he trying to keep it casual because his friend just died. And he just trying to help her cope or whatever, as well as him trying to cope as well.
But they also had a conversation at a point where she was pretty much, because she was like all in love with Jackson. She loved Jackson down. And mm-hmm. there was a conversation that happened between them at some point that she was like, even if Jackson wasn't in the picture, like, I wouldn't want to be with you. Lying.
Yes, you know you lie.
Right. So he pretty much had like taken that to heart and was like, all right, bet if we're gonna do that, then we're not gonna do like nothing. Like we're gonna be friends. Like we are uh-huh. actually gonna be friends. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's how he trying to keep it. He tried to actually keep it like friend wise or whatever. So while they was like doing different stuff, like going to the beach and all just different stuff that they were doing, she was like getting all emotional. She was wanting to touch and feel, and he was doing that, but he was only going so far with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, at the end, he was just like, we can't do this. Like, you already told me where you was at, that you would never love me, that you would always love Jackson. Bop, 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 bop. And she ended up telling him, I love you. Or whatever. She was like, I'm tired of the denying it. I'm in love with you or whatever. And then he ended up telling her everything about how, you know, he had already had conversations with Jackson. Jackson was knew everything that, you know, he was doing with her and all that. She was like, no wonder he wouldn't, like, you could tell, she kind of could tell that Jackson kind of knew something mm-hmm. anyway. So then they end up, like, having sex that night, like, getting extra close and all that, still close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else happened to you?
So she... Oh. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl.
No, go ahead and say what you're gonna say.
No, I was just gonna say, I think at that time, he wanted her to listen to the tape.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So uh-huh. she ended up listening to the tape, and it pretty much started out like, if you're listening to this, I'm dead type of thing.
Oh, it was so sad.
It was really sad. And he's kind of talking about just different things. And I can't remember if No, it's not at this part. She listened to the tape. She's bawling her eyes out, you know, and she's just trying to deal with everything. But they're still in Costa Rica at the end of the day. So she's uh-huh. like, can we stay? Like, a lot of other stuff happens where they're just kind of hanging out still, not getting to know each other, but, like, you know, dealing with the grieving and all of that.
And then them as well, dealing with grieving and then with and, them too as a relationship.
Exactly. And so at a point, they're out and about, and so
wait, they went right, they climbed the mountain first.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about that. Homegirl was tired, which I'm like, yeah. Awesome. Totally get it. Would have been tired
right.
as well.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they climbed it. It was an amazing experience, but she was tired.
Yeah, they end up dumping
his ashes into the volcano. Yeah,
into that volcano, because Namjoon, how he worded it, he said that she was like spark and he was fire. Or something like that.
Namjoon was spark. Oh. Jackson was fire. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So I got it right then. I was thinking that she was a spark, he was a fire, whatever. But Namjoon was a spark, he was a fire. So he thought it was good that, you know, he dumped his ashes mm-hmm. in the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. They cried about it. They loved each other about it. And then they left. Then go ahead, girl.
Okay. So after they left that, dang, where was I going with this?
After they left that, they pretty much went back to the hotel, and she asked him, could they stay a couple more
Oh yeah,
days?
she asked him if they could stay a little bit longer, and he was like, "Yeah, we could stay. It's not a big deal. Like, I still got some more time." Because she was worried because Namjoon is part of BTS, so she was like, "I don't know what your schedule's like. I don't know if they're gonna freak out." He was like, "Nah, everybody knows what it is. Like, it's fine." So they stay out for.
And they stayed at 1 day and 6 days, 1 week, 6 days. That's what it said
It
in
was
the
very.
it's very, detailed
Yeah.
and or specific. And then but what was funny to me was the group chat that they had.
Yeah.
And he was telling the BTS, oh, I'm staying a little longer. And then was it Jin? They said, oh, we still BTS.
Right, we still doing
Thought
our
we was
thing.
there.
Right.
That was so funny to me when I heard that. I was like, that is so genius.
Right.
Are we still BTS?
Right. Girl.
But go ahead, girl.
So they end up staying a little bit longer, and as they're there, they're out and about, and they get followed. I don't know if they get followed, but like somebody with cameras and stuff sees Namjoon, and because they're like while they're traveling, there's other people there with them that are part of like the not the group BTS, but like part of their team, like part of Jackson's team, part of her, part of Namjoon, like
Oh, I thought it
BTS's
was
team.
just one. I thought it was a woman and a man. Security and then a woman. Or was it two men?
I think it was two
I thought it was a woman and a man.
men. Maybe it was a woman and a man. I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyway, they had other people with them. So while they're out and about, Namjoon ends up getting like stormed by people, and so Homeboy shields the girl, and they kind of like take her off into another direction. Namjoon is kind of there smiling, whatever, whatever, and he ends up like breaking free from that, and they meet up kind of later on after everything. I thought it was a guy and a girl, and then I thought there was like security or something like that with them. I don't know, but yeah. So they end up kind of ducking off because they are trying to still be discreet because they know what it's gonna look like, and they don't want to have any crazy like rumors or nothing like that going on in the midst of them trying to grieve. But it happens anyway, where people are like, "Who is this?" Blah blah blah, and he's like, "You know, she just lost." Sure, I think she said something. Somebody says something. She's like, "You know, this is Jackson Wang's widow. She's just trying to grieve at this time." Blah blah blah.
The security that was with them said that.
Yeah. So they kind of backed up after that, which I was kind of surprised because I didn't think they were going to let it rest, to be honest. I really didn't. But I'm glad they did. Oh, they let it rest and they end up meeting up later on. So they meet back up. Everything's like okay for the most part. They're kind of doing their thing. And then there is something else that happens, but I don't really remember what it was.
Well,
I.
what ends up happening is they end up they separate them because you like you said you they didn't want them to be like both in the public eye because you know how people would take stuff,
Right.
and so he ended up taking her back to the hotel, and then Namjoon went his other way to the hotel, but he was going to go behind her, and so she ended up getting to the hotel, and as she there by herself, she was like, oh, I'm just let me call him and see how he doing or where he at. So then she realizes that she hadn't had her phone the whole time because when she got there, she realized that her phone was there and she didn't even charge it. She didn't want to really hear from anybody at that time anyway. So as she get ready to call him, she plugs up her phone, turns her phone out. She has a billion messages and text messages about different stuff with Jackson or whatever. And so then she hears the one message from her mom, and her mom was like, girl, why you didn't tell me about Namjoon? I had to hear from the media. She's like, what's she talking about? So then, it made her think when she was like, oh, I did hear one of those reporters say something about dispatch. So then she goes online and find out, oh, she sees the hello, this is Big Hit.
Right. They led an announcement talk about some Namjoon getting married to the girl, the ex-girl. And they got it. Did they had did
They
they
got a
had a kid?
baby.
Yeah. That solidified exactly what I thought when I read that part. I was like, "Yep, okay. Yep, exactly."
And how old was the baby? 2 months or something?
Yeah, not very old. Not very old. So she's freaking out because by this point they're talking about I love yous and we're gonna try to make this work and all this other stuff. So homegirl's like, he been lying to me, he don't care about me, it's not none of that, all this other stuff. And so she ends
She
up,
packing up.
yeah, she packing up. Go ahead, I interrupted you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you fine, girl. I done told a lot of this story. I was just running my mouth. I was like, let me let her talk.
No, you good. Go for it.
So she ends up packing up all her stuff. She was like, I can't believe he done lied to me this whole time. Everything he just said was a lie. Like, she just went from 1 to 40. She was like, everything he said was a lie. I can't trust anything he says. Bop, bop, bop. And so she's packing up her stuff, and then that's when the security comes out the other. In my head, he was across the hall.
Right, that's what it seemed like to me as well.
Yeah, so he opened the door. He was like, "What's going on?" And she was like, "I need to get away from here." He was like, "Why are you going? Where you think you're going?" And she was like, "You know, I just need to get away. I need to go back home. I don't want to talk to Namjoon. He lied to me." And she was like, and then she started telling him what she's seen. He was like, "You know what? If you want to go, then go and don't come back. Don't break his heart. Don't talk to him no more. If you want to leave, then don't talk to him no more. Like, just let it go, because that's gonna hurt him even more. And I will say, you're not thinking, and you're being stupid. So without saying, you just need to hear him out."
Yeah, that's what he was pretty much saying. You need to hear him out before you storm off.
Yeah. So before you know it, Namjoon pulled up on the scene. And then he was like, "What's going on?" And she went off on him. And then he ended up telling her that he did not have a baby by that girl. That was Jackson's baby. So,
So, full circle real quick. The person that was visiting Jackson on those 2 days during that certain time period was that girl and the baby. And him and then so this must be a really interesting thing because she dealt with or she was grieving of the loss of her husband, and then later on to find out that he had cheated on her and got this girl pregnant. Like, yeah, interesting.
Right, but then I was like, girl, the nerve, because he was really cheating on him anyway while he was dying. I mean, I know he was cool with it, but you
I
wasn't
guess that's
telling
true. Yeah, that's true.
him.
That
I
is
mean,
true.
you wasn't telling him, so you can't really be that mad, but I guess you can't be that mad. I guess she was really more mad because, okay, y'all, so what ended up happening is, y'all know that they were swingers. They always got together, did their thing. Well, one day when they were supposed to do that thing, old girl ended up canceling because she had so much stuff going. They were wedding planning, so she was with the wedding planner, like doing stuff, and she couldn't make it. So Namjoon got the message, and he was like, "Oh, okay, cool. I'm busy anyway." But Jackson and old girl had already made it to the house, honey.
So things got popping.
Right, and the girl was upset because she was talking about how she knew Namjoon was in love with old girl. And you know, he pretty much was like comforting her, and one thing happened to another, because they never had sex without a condom. And then, which was crazy, because she, the YN, the girl, never used a condom.
Yeah, but that was his wife.
She didn't use a condom with Namjoon.
Oh, you right.
She never used a condom, because in the story, we skipped this part, but she was talking about, okay, y'all. In the story, the whole box of condoms that the mama found was Namjoon's box of condoms that he had, that she told him she had to, they had to use, because she hadn't had her birth control. And so he ended up using that, he brought those condoms to that house, but they didn't ever really even use them. So that was the condom. So anyway, so come to find out, they had no condoms. Her and Jackson had sex, got pregnant, and then Namju felt like, "Oh, you cheated on me, bop, bop, bop." She was like, "But you was in love with old girl anyway." And then it was just like, okay, let's just depart from each other.
But just to keep everything like cool, because Jackson was married and people weren't really going to understand the fact that they was like swinging like that, they just said, let's just say this is Namjoon's kid and we'll just let that be that. So that's what they
And
ended up
so,
doing.
right, and the whole time, y'all, the fight that they had in that kitchen was because Namjoon told end up telling the girl that he should have told her that that girl was pregnant the whole time, and he did not want to. And Jason got mad at her, and Namjoon was like, "Oh, you just want what I got, basically." And Namjoon got pissed off, and he punched him, and that's how the whole thing got started.
Which, honestly, like when you look back, it was a great thing that Namjoon did.
I mean, he saved his life.
He saved his
I
life. I
mean,
mean, he didn't really
he didn't
save
save
it,
his
but
life, but he prolonged it, the
yeah,
life.
for sure.
Because he wouldn't have found out about that.
At all. That would have just been
So,
it.
yeah. So, Namjoon ends up telling her all this stuff about, it was just easier just to say the baby is mine. And then she was like, "So you're supposed to just live with this life forever?" He was like, "But we thought we was gonna be able to come back from that line. Just like after a while, it would go away and nobody would care about it. We didn't know he was gonna be dying like that." And we just kind of, after we found out what was going on with him, we just kind of kept it going on. And she was like, "But the baby ain't gonna have none of his legacy." Because what ended up happening is, while the mama was trying to take all that stuff, Namjoon and them ended up helping Jackson to get everything went to
To the
the
girl.
girl.
Yeah. The only thing is, because later on in the story, they actually do end up letting people know, about the kid
But in a way.
in a way, but they do let them know. So I feel like maybe that was gonna help. I mean, they don't really go into detail about how the assets and stuff were gonna be split up later on, but,
The girl ended up making a plan because Namjoon was perfectly okay with leaving the way it was, and she ended up making a plan so the little baby could have a legacy because the baby didn't deserve it. Like, he deserved the daddy's money, basically what she was saying. But I can't remember what they said. It was a talk show and everything they
Yeah, it
went
was a
to.
talk show. Yeah. I don't remember how they spun it. But they spun it in a way that made sense to everybody else apparently, because that was
Hey, what
kinda,
was it?
yeah, I don't remember what it was exactly.
Yeah, I can't remember what. It made sense how they said it. I think it was like him and her was in a relationship before them two was in a relationship or something like that. And she ended up
Something.
getting pregnant.
Yeah, I don't really remember, but I know they did something and it worked out because nobody questioned it. Everybody was just like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense."
Okay.
And
Yeah.
then they moved right on along. So.
So, which was good for the grandma because she had a baby for, for
Yeah.
his, she had a legacy for him. So,
Right, what she had wanted from the beginning.
right.
She was
But,
so catty.
right. So they end up, Namjoon and the girl end up together being in love. Was that about it?
Yeah, I mean, they eventually end up like making it official. I think they get engaged and they eventually get married, and then it's like flash forward, and I think they do a flash forward in the story. I might be mixing it up with another story.
Yeah, I was wondering, was that, I think they do. I think they end up like having kids and all.
Yeah, but that was
Anyway,
pretty.
it was pretty much it, and it was that they ended up happily ever after.
Yeah. But that story was, that was, I really actually liked that story because that was different than a lot of the stories that we read. Like, in a sense, it was still similar because it was, they were part of their groups or whatever, but it was different in the kind of the drama that was happening. Like, it wasn't nothing crazy in a sense of like somebody after them or anything like that. It was just, it was like life stuff that had happened
Right.
that was keeping the, it was just a little bit different. And then the fact that like Namjoon was so honest with Jackson the whole time about everything, and like they were still close. But like I told you, girl, when they was talking about some a visitor, I was like, I already know where this is headed.
Oh, wait, I did not even
I
suspect,
saw that
girl.
coming.
But dad, how old was this baby? Baby went but 2 months old, how they was talking in the story. I'm sure Jason was dying longer than that.
That was the only thing.
It was like 11 months. I remember hearing 11 months.
So the fact that everybody was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense, and not question it, I was just like, people either don't do
Like,
math or Like, just don't care enough, which is cool. Like, you know, mine's the business that pays you, but
Right.
it was interesting. It was definitely interesting.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I really did. I really enjoyed the story. Of course, y'all know I'll be talking to the author. So I went to the author, you know, kind of talking to her, let her know, you know, we was reading her story, how good it was. Of course, I told y'all I went and looked at her whole catalog and I started reading Jimmy's Whore. When you say, when you think that this story ain't got nothing on that, it's a lot of drama in that story.
Really, I'm holding off because I remember you started reading it and you were telling me how good it was, and I'm like, okay, we definitely got to do this as a Jimin
I
story.
know, and I was like, let me stop reading it because I want to do it for the for an episode. But then I was like, but I can't. It's so good. I want to know what else happened. I want to know. And it's like I already two it's two full stories,
Ooh, nice.
and then she's starting a third one.
With still the same like title?
Yeah.
Ooh, girl, I know that's about to be good.
Yeah, so I already read them too. I read a she had a Taeyeon story on there that was good. You want me to tell you about the Taeyeon story real quick? Because it was a real quick story.
Go for it.
Okay, y'all. So this story called, here's a bonus for y'all. This story is called
What
Taeyeon's
time is
Song.
it? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It started, okay, so the story started off as the girl, she was with Taeyeon. They had a whole thing going for a very long time. And they was engaged to be married, and then she ended up getting pregnant. So she, they was like super happy that she was pregnant. And so it come to, and she was like 5 or 6 months. And it was Taeyeon's birthday. Well, Taeyeon was like, babe, you know, we can have a little something at the house. We ain't got to do that. She was like, be quiet. I want you to have a nice time with all your friends. We going out. So we end up going out. Now, BTS was still BTS in this story. So they were still very much famous. So what they did is they ended up going to this restaurant. BTS all had their girlfriends or boyfriends there. And all these fans found out about it, trampled the scene, end up trampling her. And Namjoon is pregnant, girl too. But they didn't hurt Namjoon girl. She ended up being pregnant, but she was like a month. She wasn't even that far along. So she ended up getting her out the club. They swept Taeyong and all them out of there. And they was just like, why? They swept all these people out and then they didn't even come back and look for us. We over here pregnant. So they mad about that. So she and Namjoon girlfriend end up taking her to the hospital. She ended up being like, she still was pregnant, but she was having some difficulties and they wanted her to stay there. So after a couple of days, all this stuff was going on. She was mad at him because he wasn't there. Then he was there. It was just a lot going on. So she ended up losing the baby. And then she lost the baby. They had a whole funeral and everything. Then her and Taeyeon was like kind of grieving at the house, but they were still vibing, but she got weird vibes from him. Then they start being distant. And once they start being distant, like Taeyeon was like telling her, you know, she found out Taeyeon was like hanging out with another girl, but the girl was literally just a friend. But he ended up telling her, I blame you for our baby being dead. And she was like, how can you
Oof.
blame me for the baby being dead? He was like, because I told you that I just wanted to have something quiet at the house, but you wanted to have something at that restaurant. And she was like, excuse me. I was trying to do something for you. I didn't know your fans was going to trample the scene like that. And they end up just kind of breaking up and they both was like in bad places. It was a whole get to get. It was like a, you know how those stories are, y'all, like, oh, I want you, I don't want you. I want to be with you, I don't want to be with you. She don't want to be with me, I want to be with her type thing. So it was like a back and forth type story. And then they kind of end up getting back together because Taeyeon wrote this whole story. I mean, this whole song about her, but he was gifted it to Namjoon and his girlfriend because they were not together. And then she ended up like kind of finding out about it, hearing the song, crying about it. Then her and Taeyeon got together. It was good too. I know I flew by like that, y'all, but it actually was really good. So if you get a chance, y'all, I think what's her name? The Crimson.
Crimson, hold on. My thing closed. Crimson underscore bubbles on
Wattpad. Right. Yes. So I also read another story that she read that was not BTS. Mm-hmm. And it was called The Red Room. It was talking about BDSM to the 10th power.
Oh, that's right.
But if y'all like that type of stuff, a lot of smut and a lot of BDSM stuff, y'all need to read Jimmy's Whore. Because Jimmy's Whore is good. I don't know, D, if you want to see review that or not. I don't know.
I do want to review that story, so I'm trying to hold off because we just did Dom June, but I think we're actually due for a Jimin story, to be honest.
Well, I thought it was Taenex, but
you're right. It's Taenex, and then I think it might be...
Well, let's go ahead and do the Jimin one. Next.
Okay, because I want to start that one so bad.
Yeah, okay. So let's do the gym one. Y'all hear that from us the next time. And if you get a chance and you want to, Red Room is so good too.
All right, guys. Well, as per usual, you can follow us on all of our socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. If you have any recommendations, any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always DM us or you can email us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. It is do the letter U, readbts@yahoo.com, as well as all of our social medias with the letter U if you're looking for us. So, yeah, we will we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.